Hi, and welcome to another Dash the Educational Robot demo for 6 to 12 year olds and beyond, including me, on how to do some programming coding work with Dash. And in this demo, I want to take you through, as I said last time, the last Dash demo, on how to write a function. And simply, a function is a way of including lots of commands in one step stroke command that you can then call as a command. And that'll become clearer in a minute when we do it. All right, so first of all, I've got Dash sitting here. Now, in between doing my last Dash demo and this one, I actually got my son Lachlan to rename the Dashes. So I think this one may be K9 one, and I think I called the other one Betamax, I think. So we'll just see which one this is, Betamax or K9. So I'm just going to turn him on with his on button. And remember, if Dash is facing me with his two drive wheels facing towards me and his bum or his back sphere facing away from me, the on button is on the right-hand side between his front right sphere and his back sphere. So pressing the button once. And he does his little singing and dancing routine. Well, not singing, chatting routine. Beautiful, and he's turned himself on, and of course he's now facing left. So turn him around. He hates it when I turn him slightly off horizontal. Have a listen to this. I'll just turn him upside down. Just gonna do it now. There we go. Oh, okay. It's a bit cute. Anyway, so he's now on. He's moving his head around. Of course, he's currently facing me. So let me grab my iPad here, and I'm going to use Siri to open up Swift Playgrounds. Open Swift Playgrounds.
Playgrounds, locations, buttons.
Let me just turn my volume a bit. All right, let me use my keyboard here. Button. Let's go across to Dash Template.
New Playground, My Playground, Help, Select, Dash Template, Swift 4.2.
Okay, and select that one with VA spacebar. I control from spacebar, of course, using my actions, keyboard.
Dash, wait, playground documents, waiting to start.
Okay, now normally when it says waiting to start, it's already connected. So let me just go to the right with VA right arrow, control from right arrow.
Page one, add from library, more. Page one, K9.
Button. Ah, this is K9. Okay.
Waiting to start.
Waiting to start.
Empty line.
Empty text line.
Text insertion point at end.
There we go.
Quick nav off.
And my quick nav's already off. I don't need to check it with my left and right arrow. So we're in the edit area and we need to write our function. I've got two functions specifically for left and right turns that I've written before. That the basic one includes a sound and the other one includes sound and lights. And I think for this audio demo, we'll just do the sound one. So this is really before he's about to turn left, and after he turns left, he then beeps his horn, and then the actual function command is just left, as opposed to the actual real statement, which is turn left, which is just the normal one. My left means he beeps his horn, turns left, and then beeps his horn again, so that when I put that command in a statement where I get him to, say, go in a square, I can just do left, 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 left if I wanted to, and then he does a whole square for me. And yes, I could put that in a function as well. All right, so let's do that now. So the command to start a function is FUNC. So FUNC
space fun.
Okay, so func and the name of the function. So I'm going to call it left. And because it's only one word, it's all in lowercase. And then left paren, right paren.
Left paren, right paren.
So I just, yes, I know. Left paren, right paren. So I'm going to do right arrow.
Right paren.
There's my right paren. Enter.
New line.
And I'm going to do a left curly bracket.
Left curly bracket, right curly bracket.
Okay, and it's put two in. So I'm going to hit enter to force the right one down one line.
New line.
By putting a new line in. And now, between the two brackets, I can now type in the rest of my statements for this function called left. So I know I can choose from the list, but I always like to type in my commands manually. So I'm going to do P-L-A-Y, capital S-O-U-N-D, the play sound, left paren, sound type, capital S, capital T, S-O-U-N-D, capital T-Y-P-E, full stop, capital H-O-R-N for horn. And then if I press right arrow,
right paren,
there's the right paren. And then I do another right arrow.
New line.
And there's my new line. So I said he plays his horn, then he turns left. So I'm going to do turn left, T-U-R-N, capital L-E-F-T, left paren, and then right arrow for the right paren that got inserted. Pressing enter, and then typing in another play horn command, because remember he beeps his horn, turn left, and beeps his horn again. So I'm going to do another play horn sound. So lowercase P-L-A-Y, capital S-O-U-N-D for play sound. Left paren.
Left paren, right paren.
Already got my left paren in there. So remember when I keep typing, it's going to, as the previous one, it's going to push that right paren across as I type in sound type. So capital S-O-U-N-D, capital T-Y-P-E. Full stop, capital H-O-R, right paren, there's a new line,
right curly bracket,
and there's the right curly bracket,
bottom of document,
and enter. Cool, so we've done our function. Now, at the moment, that function is not going to do anything because I haven't called it yet. So if I do command R for run,
successful.
It said awesome because it actually ran the code. The function's run. And Dash is happy, and that's why I just said awesome, because he finished running the code. So if I do L-E-F-T, left paren, right paren, because I'm calling the function called left, and hit enter.
New line.
Let me just push my iPad across a little bit and make sure Dash is in a safe place on the desk, because remember I said in another podcast, particularly when you're doing this on the table, make sure that Dash is nice and safe because you don't want him rolling off the table. I'm just doing this because it makes it easier when I'm doing the audio demos. All right, so what should happen is he should beep his horn and then turn left and then beep his horn again. All right, so let's just try that now. Command R to run it.
Playing horn sound. Dash turning left. Playing horn sound.
Beautiful.
Successfully.
There we go. So he beeped his horn, turn left, and beeped his horn again. All right, so let's make him go in a square using that one function. All right, so make sure at the bottom of the file with my down arrow.
Bottom of document.
And I just need to put in three more turn left commands. So left, L-E-F-T, left paren.
Left paren, right paren.
And it's already put the right paren in, so right arrow.
Right paren.
Right arrow again.
Bottom of document.
And enter.
New line.
And then left again, L-E-F-T, left paren, right arrow, right arrow, enter. And then one more, L-E-F-T, left paren, right arrow, right arrow again, and enter for another new line. So now I should have, pressing up arrow,
left, left, paren, right paren.
That's left,
left, left, paren, right, left, left, paren, right, left, left, paren,
four
lefts, right curly bracket.
And there's the right curly bracket of the end of the main function that was called left. Beautiful. All right. So now, this time, he should now basically do a sort of a square. He's not really moving forward, turning left with beeping his horn before and after he turns left. All right, so let's do Command R for run. I suppose he's really doing a circle, isn't he?
Dash turning
left.
Playing horn sound.
Into the function.
Playing
start a new
sound.
Function. Horn.
Dash turning left.
Turning left.
Playing horn sound.
Horn second.
Playing horn sound.
Sequence third.
Dash turning left. Playing horn sound.
That's it.
Playing horn
sound. And
this
is the fourth turn left.
Dash turning left. Playing horn sound.
Beautiful.
Successfully.
And he's facing me again. So to make this a little bit more interesting, how about I just stick in a move forward command? So he's turning a little bit more in a square, rather than really what he's doing is basically turning around in a circle. So let me press right arrow.
Right curly, new line, L.
And there's the first turn line left, and I think we'll leave that one in there. So I'm going to keep pressing right arrow.
E, F, T, left, right paren.
And then keep pressing right arrow.
New line.
And there's the start of the new line, so I'm just before the second left. So I'm going to put in move forward. So lowercase, M-O-V-E, capital F-O-R-W-A-R-D, left paren.
One new issue.
Now, you might have noticed it didn't put the right paren in there straight away because I'm still on the same line as the left command. So I'm going to press my right arrow.
L.
And there's the left. Oh, there's the L, sorry, of left. So I'm going to press left arrow.
L.
Put in right paren.
Right paren.
And now press right arrow.
L.
And there's the L for left. So left arrow to go back.
L.
And enter to push
new
that
line.
Down. So I press up arrow.
Move forward, left paren, right paren.
There's move forward. And then pressing right arrow.
M.
Just going through the move forward command. So there's a left.
E, F, T, left paren.
Second left. I'm going to press right arrow.
Right paren. New line L.
And there's the third left. So I'm going to press left arrow.
L.
I'm going to enter.
New line.
I'm going to press up arrow.
New line.
T, to get to the blank line this time, so that the way when I press left paren, it's going to do the right paren properly this time. All right, so move forward, lowercase move, M-O-V-E, capital F-O-R-W-A-R-D, left paren, that's better, beautiful, right arrow, and there's our new line with the right arrow. So I'm going to press right arrow again, there's our left.
Left, right,
parent,
new line.
And there's the fourth left. And I just press left arrow to go before the letter L for left, hitting enter, pressing up arrow, and putting another move forward command in. So lowercase move, M O V E, capital F forward. Left parent, right parent. Right parent, pressing right arrow, pressing right arrow again.
New line.
There's a new line, there's left.
Left, left parent,
and there's the bottom of the file. All right, so let's just press command R and see what happens. Let me just make sure Dash is in the right spot, which he is. Command R.
Playing horn sound. Dash turning left.
So he's turning left.
Playing horn sound.
Playing horn sound.
Dash he's moving forward.
Playing horn sound. Playing horn sound.
Dash turning
playing left. Beeping again.
Playing horn sound.
He's moving dash forward. Moving beautiful.
Playing horn he's beeping. Sound. Dash turning left.
He's turning left.
Playing horn sound.
Playing horn sound.
Dash moving,
he's moving forward.
Playing horn
sound. Sound.
Dash turning left.
Turning left.
Playing horn
playing
sound.
Playing horn sound.
Successfully.
Okay, and he's a bit further away from me because I didn't put in, did I, the next forward command to make him to move back or to make him move forward in this case where we were starting from. So make sure I'm at the bottom of the file.
Bottom of document.
And put in move forward. So lowercase move, M O V E, capital F O R W A R D, left paren.
Left paren, right
paren. There's a right paren, pressing right arrow, enter, command R again. Come back here, dash. Put you back at the starting point. And command R to run.
Playing horn sound.
So horn sound.
Dash turning left.
Turning left.
Playing horn sound.
Beautiful.
Dash moving forward.
Moving forward.
Playing horn sound.
There's his horn.
Dash turning
he's
left.
Turning left.
Playing horn sound.
Beautiful.
Dash moving
he's
forward.
Moving forward.
Playing horn sound.
Horn sound.
Dash turning, turning left. Left.
Horn sound again.
Playing horn sound.
Beautiful. Moving forward.
Dash there moving goes. Forward.
Beep.
Playing horn sound.
Lovely. Turning left.
Dash turning left.
Lovely. Beep again.
Playing horn sound.
Moving forward.
Dash moving forward.
And he's exactly back to his starting point. All right, and of course, just to finish off, let me just turn off Dash. Okay, he's off now, and I'm going to press my home button on my
heading
iPad.
Not found.
I'll press the home button on my iPad.
Successfully completed.
Make sure I'm back at my home screen.
FaceTime.
There we go. Beautiful.
Double tap to open.
Yes, thank you, VoiceOver Stroke iPad. And as I say in all of my demos, thanks for listening, and bye for now.